Eric Paisley is joining us. The new song is called Young Forever. You can download that and get it. Plus, I put out an EP, collection of songs as well, so you can get that while you're there. You know, when you came in, and do you remember the first time? Was it the first time you came in and you brought it up, Patrick, about
you it was loving? Right, it was before the record came out, and I brought up how much I had seen you play at some songwriter's thing, and you sang a song called He Don't Love You, She Don't Love You, She's Just Lonely.
Yeah.
And to this day, I think that's in the top 10 best country songs ever heard.
Seriously? So,
yeah, oh, yeah.
It's a great song.
It's really great.
It is a great song.
It's a Thank twist you. At the end and the whole, oh, man, it's just such a...
I love that you listen to the end. The interesting thing about that song is you can listen to it with either heart, you know?
Oh, yeah.
An angry one or a broken one, you know?
That's it. And you can be the... And I know women who love that song because they feel like they're... You know, they've been that woman, and I know I've been that dude. I'm like, oh, it's so great. But we asked you to play it. It wasn't even out yet. It didn't exist where people could hear it or buy it. And that was one of the biggest reactions we ever had to a song on the show.
We got nominated for Song of the Year. It was awesome.
That's crazy, man.
It was great. As a songwriter and as the singer, I was like, woo, I made it.
You get those songs where you're like, you know, I like this, but it's so personal or it's so special. I don't want other people to hear it. I just want it to be mine. You ever have those?
What, songs I've written?
Yeah.
You know, it's wild. All songs that I've had be hits, I like wanted to record myself and timing just said something else. Yeah. Like Barefoot Blue Jean Night, I had just signed a record deal and had 30 masters. Like, let's choose my album. We're done. 3 records worth of music, and then I wrote Barefoot and was like, we should probably do this, and they're like, you got tons of songs, and then Jake put it out, and it was like, holy cow, this is amazing. And Rewind, the day we wrote it, I put it on hold for myself, and the next day it was pitched. So
the publisher thought
I shouldn't sing it, I guess. Not mine, it was someone else, but guess what?
It worked out.
Became a number one song with Rascal Flatts, and I'm thrilled to death.
That kind of stuff pays house notes.
And it's awesome, man. I mean, it keeps the wheels running and the band fed and stories going too, man.
I know your version of Even If It Breaks Your Heart, and it's...
I love it.
I would have loved to have heard you put that
out
on the radio.
So Even If It Breaks Your Heart, and my wife, who I've worked with forever, is a music publisher, and she was like, this song needs to be recorded by someone, and pitched to Eli Young Band, and I think my album had just come out. It was their song, and they had it on hold for 2 years, and every time I saw Mike Eli, I'm like, if y'all aren't cutting it, I am. If y'all aren't cutting it, I am.
Is your version different?
No.
Can we hear a little?
That's one of Patrick's favorite songs. I think that's the whole reason he brought it up.
Is
you have a guitar.
You hold the guitar.
I'll play it.
You're full George Strait right now. You're just literally resting your arms.
I probably wrote it on this guitar. I don't even know.
Patrick, you want to touch the guitar?
I think I probably did write it on this guitar. Who knows?
Come on, Patrick, touch it.
Touch it.
You got the power.
It's got magic powers.
Yeah, y'all are all weird. What happened to that? Eric's like, this is the last time I'm hanging out with these guys. Do you want him to change it up, Patrick?
No.
He'll change it up for you. He'll put your name in it.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Way back on a radio dial, fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around a soul. Still guitar to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. But too young to get inside, so I would stand out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night. Oh, I can hear him playing, I can hear the ringing of the beat of bow guitar. Oh, I can hear him singing, keep on dreaming even if it breaks your heart.
around leads you back to where you were. Some dreams, yeah, keep on getting better. Gotta keep believing if you wanna know for sure. Oh, I can hear playing, I can hear the ringing of a beat up old guitar. Oh, I can hear him singing, keep on dreaming even if it breaks your heart.
Okay, I've always wanted to ask, when you say at the beginning of the song, you know, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child, is there a specific song you were thinking of when you wrote that? Because, like, and when I heard it, I can always, you know, I always think of the song that did it to me. Ah.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
It was that one.
Oh, so good.
Crazy note. I don't know if this is out. Can I say this? I think I can.
Don't worry about
we're
that.
Getting
we'll
to
just
play,
talk to us.
We're getting to go play for some soldiers on July 4th. And I was like, heck, we're all the way across the world. How about we like go hang out in England and stuff? Turns out we got on a festival that Eric Clapton is playing.
Really?
The
really?
Night of. And I can't believe it.
Did you reach out?
Oh, yeah. I called him and said, hey, man, we're opening for you, man. We'll be on the smaller stage, but come check it out, man.
You never know, though. He might
we're
be...
both named Eric. I don't know.
He might be cool
know.
With that.
He might. Man, I can't
say,
wait
look,
to just
look,
see him play.
Look, we're both named Eric. I'm a ginger. I mean, there's yeah. a lot of crazy things that can
and
happen.
And I don't, honestly don't expect him to play that song, but, man, he's got such good songs. My gosh. Yeah. He's Eric Clapton, man.
Is he the best? Who's the best guitarist?
The best guitarist. It depends. Like, do you want the dirty or do you want the clean? Like, he's just got such
like
a good clean
doing.
Thing.
Like what you were doing.
He's
like,
so
would,
good at that.
I would say James Taylor's the best
James
guitarist.
Taylor's pretty dang good. I mean, I don't know. I will say Mike Campbell, if you can play one note and bend it and it be your solo, you're pretty dang good. When everyone thinks, they don't even realize you just had one finger on a note and you just bent it.
What are you even talking about?
I'm trying to think what song it's on. Mike Campbell plays guitar for Tom. He's one of the Heartbreakers. And, he's the dude, man.
No, he's not the dude.
To me, he's the dude.
He's not the dude. Lebowski is the dude.
Lebowski's the dude. Mike Campbell is drinking a white Russian right now, dang it. He's
you're Lebowski. Like, I'm the dude.
I'm the dude. He's paying for my rug, man.
You don't want to get into this game with us.
Oh, Bubble, that is Big Bubble E's will, favorite
he'll
movie.
He'll launch into the music, yeah. And as soon as you hear the music, you'll be in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Watch this.
Wow.
It's the Jackie Treehorn music.
It's there.
Yeah.
So we actually last
throwing
year...
Throwing a girl up in the air on the beach.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Craziness, man. So we were at a bowling alley, and we thought, hey, this could be fun. So we had bowling with LaPazley. The Big Lapazle.
The Big Lapazle.
Oh, you can go find it. We were all dressed up just
like the Jesus?
Like
Walter?
The Jesus, yeah.
What character did you play?
Oh, I was the dude, man.
Oh, you were the dude.
Yeah, and we had other guys that were great.
Did you have the sweater?
Donnie, and, yeah.
Do you have
Liam? Over the line.
You're over the line. This isn't Vietnam.
Yeah.
We have rules.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
That's just your opinion.
Man. So great.
Hold me under. Maybe I'll find it down there. Yeah. It's our money.
I think we've lost about 80% of the audience.
No, man. Like
the Big Lebowski. It's an interesting film. Don't watch it with your children.
No, do not. Dude, it's good to see you again.
Good to see y'all.
And we'll come back when the album's out, and we'd love to hear the whole thing, and not just the Young Forever, which is a great song, but I want to hear the whole thing, your whole body of work.
It is wild. I have a tradition of I go record an album, and then I release a couple songs, and then I go, that was the wrong album. So then I go make another album that has all the hits on it, man.
Well,
and it has all the hits on it, man. I'd sip some White Russians and go, let's have fun, man.
Well,
and then and I did the same thing, record an album. So I have a bunch of albums in the vault. But it's going to be nice when it comes out with this background music playing. They're wrapping me up. Okay, I want to thank my mom, my dad. Thank you, God.
Far
and
Country
so
Radio.
Happy to
Don't
be here.
Don't forget to thank Country Radio.
Thanks, Country Radio, and Big D and Bubba.